Trish, great seeing you. I don't know yet if I'm ever going to get used to you being a brunette, though.
Really? You still do. We walk up to each other and you kind of look at me like, hi, there's a delayed reaction.
And there always is. Look, I'm used to the blonde lightning bolt that, you know, was going from corner to corner in that squared circle with the title belt either around her waist or holding it over her head and, you know, the big, you know, number one to the fans and everything else. I mean, do you miss it?
I don't miss it because I get to go back and I get to dabble here and there. And, you know, now that I'm a Hall of Fame alum, I get to go back and you know, there's at least once a year I'll be able to see my family for sure. And there's enough little like and dip in and out, you know, here and there. And I mean, like I said, the last time I was in the ring was a couple years ago. But yeah, I think I got enough of a taste here and there. And this is the thing, Rudy, is I look at the product and I have to say, I always have to go, listen, would I go back? What would I do? You tell me, what would I do right now?
Take the title. Easy. I mean, okay. Come on, though. I mean, don't get me wrong. All the respect in the world for the young ladies who are in there right now, the divas. But nobody can match to me your charisma, your what you did in the ring, how you treated the fans, how you connected with the fans, how you represented Canada. I mean, yes, we had our, you know, Bret Hart and the Hart family that, you know, represented Canada, but you were right up there, too, with them.
Thank you. Well, yes. Well, there is a bit of a Canadian connection that it is missing perhaps right now. And maybe that's what you're feeling.
I think so. You know, honestly, when you really kind of look at it, there, you know, back when you were wrestling, there were a lot of Canadians.
You got Edge and Christian and Jericho and myself and Lance. And yeah, there was a lot of us.
Yeah. And now it's like, you know.
Slim Pickens.
Yeah, it is.
We've got Natty.
Yeah. And she represents.
She does.
You know, and especially with the TV show. Would you have done that show, though?
Sure.
Oh.
I think it's a good show. I enjoy it, actually.
I love it.
Yeah, I enjoy it. I just think I might have been boring because I'm not that exciting.
Oh, please. Are
There's
you
a lot of drama on that show, and I can't say that my drama is that, you know, dramatic.
Well, you can cause some drama. I mean, in fact, watching Raw just the other day, they were showing the incident with you and Mr. McMahon.
They did?
Yes.
Really?
When McMahon was basically having you undress in front of the fans.
Oh, that's nice. They showed that, did they?
They did.
No, they didn't.
Yes, they did.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Whoa. I'm surprised. Usually they sort of bury that fact.
No. I think that, it's all about going on the WWE Network, which of course is $9.95.
That's when you said you were looking at it. It wasn't that you were, it wasn't on TV recently.
No,
you were in the vault.
Yeah.
I see.
They just kind of popped it out.
Yeah.
There.
Oh, did they? Yes. They would have done that for sure.
Yeah.
That is a most controversial moment in my career. And you know, the dog barking incident, right?
Yes.
Let's just clarify which part we're talking about. People, I swear, every interview, like for years, it's like, so Trish, tell me about the time, you know, when you had to bark like a dog. And I'm like, okay. And it's like, it's actually not a sore point in my career. It's a great moment. And it's a memorable moment. I mean, it was for my character. What people don't understand, the reason you're asking me about this is because we've created this moment that is so memorable that like 8-10 years later, you're still asking me about it. And it is impactful. And it made such a difference for my character. I mean, my character was down and out. She was humiliated. And so for her to come, I had to go that low in order for me to make that comeback and go, nope, I'm stepping out on my own. I'm turning on Vince McMahon. And I'm going to turn on him on the grandest stage of all in WrestleMania. I slapped him, yada, 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 etc. And so Trish Stratus, the woman, the independent woman, was born after that. So that's a great moment for my career.
And woof, woof. And I don't think people realize that, too. We are talking a character, whether it been in the movies, on a TV show, sitcom. It's a character. It is not Trish Stratus, the athlete. It's not Trish Stratus who comes home to Toronto. It is a character that people see on television.
Exactly. You nailed it.
Yeah. But Trish Stratus, who comes home to Toronto, of course, has another business that she's been running for the last little while.
Yes. Stratosphere is my business, my brand I've been building for the last couple of years, following the love of yoga that I guess I stumbled upon, you know, during wrestling after my injury, and yoga really just, you know, made me into just a whole different athlete on the last leg of my career after that injury that it healed me from. And so opened my studio. I have opened two studios now. Did you know I opened at the Ritz-Carlton?
No, where's the next one?
Studio number two is at the Ritz-Carlton Toronto, sir. So now we may finally get a chance to do yoga because it has been brewing yes. for a few years. Now, here's the thing. You and I have been talking about doing yoga for years. We keep saying, and I'm a bit north. My studio's a bit north. Now I have a studio at the Ritz-Carlton, Toronto. You could definitely join me there. However, I also have a yoga DVD, sir, that you're holding right there.
Yes, I
that
am.
Is very easy to pop in, and you could do yoga with me any day and every day if you'd like.
Very true. But here's the catcher. When you look at the cover of it, you see the, I would say, probably the most important thing on this.
Tell me.
10 minutes a day. It targets and tones every muscle group in only 10 minutes a day. That's almost like saying, what was it, $9.99 or $9.95, whatever it was. Close enough, but this is very important for people who have a busy schedule.
It came from me, like, so what I do is every morning I do a 20-minute practice, and basically it's this combination of moves I do that basically I want to make sure that I address every body part. Doing a yoga flow the whole way, but I address every body part. What I mean by that is, you know, I'll put in some squats, I'll put in some push-ups, so I'll do this calisthenic stuff while I'm doing this flow, so I make just kind of like a multitasking workout. When I created this workout, there was something missing from my yoga practice. I've been doing yoga for years, and it definitely was, you know, making more agile and more flexible, and of course the mental benefits, of course. But what was missing was the strength part of it. I had no muscles. My muscles were gone. So I needed to sort of, so I thought, well, what's to have that symmetry in your body, but also just, you know, as you get older, you need the strength training element in your regime. So I put strength training poses with the yoga poses. And then with the 10 minutes, what I did is I went to a traditional, you know, I'm old school, you know, bodybuilding mentality. I used to work out in the gym. And if your trainer gave you a schedule, he'd say you do biceps this day, you do legs this day, and you do shoulders this day. So I broke up the section into leg different body parts. So there's 10 minute sections. One is, you know, bicep, tricep, one is legs and glutes. So every body part is addressed, and you'll do a yoga flow for the whole 10 minutes, but the strength training moves in that flow are focused on these body parts.
Now, this kind of comes from a little bit, because if I remember correctly, when we used to talk about your workouts, you used to say that because you were on the road so much, you were able to develop a workout that lasted less than a half hour?
Yes, exactly. Just multitasking. You get all, it was all about that. You know, think of like, how can you maximize your time, right? So get in there, hit all the body parts. So right now I'll get my strength training element in there. I'll get my yoga in there, and I'll be done in whatever, I can do 10 to 50 minutes, depending on what I have.
But here's the thing though, too. I mean, people can get intimidated. I mean, beautiful woman, beautiful body, not a lot of people are comfortable with their bodies, even if they're at home and they're by themselves. Mm-hmm. And they, you know, the first thing they're thinking of is, oh my God, I can't do this, because you see a lot of these expensive DVDs are on TV that's got like, you know, 90 DVDs you go through. You've got the guy with the, you know, the rock hard abs, and he's yelling at you, yeah, you're going to do this, you're going to look like this. And
yeah, I don't want to be yelled at.
Well, that's just it.
So, I don't yell at you. It's you know, my personality. It's actually funny, because I remember watching back, you know, I was like, wow, I'm just having a conversation with you. Like, we're just chilling. We're working out together. I'm going to make these silly puns, which I do. There's a few of those in there. And it's just, I don't yell at you at all. And it's a yoga workout. And like I said, it's fun. And it's like a quick 10 minutes. And if you want to just, and even if you're doing an arm, this is what I did. I just finished a movie called Gridlocked. I just wrapped that up.
We're going to talk about that.
And so for that movie, I had to rock the gun show. I was like, okay, post baby. I hadn't really focused on working on the gun show, but I was like, got it. I got a couple months, let me get ready for it. And you know, as they showed me the tank top I'd be wearing, I'm like, okay. So I was using the yoga this time. I took the all the upper body movements, and so I do one every other day. I would do this for the 10 minute to get my yoga in, focus and warm up my muscles, and then I'd hit the weights after that. So it's versatile in that regard. So for you, I mean, I think that'd be perfect for
you. That's what I was gonna say. I mean, first thing you would think is, oh, it's just for women, but not just for women.
No, I mean, and I have a guy in there, Steven's in there, and you got to stare at his muscles, Rudy. Sorry if that's uncomfortable, but you got to do it.
Hey, you know what? I don't have a problem with that.
He was all about the weight training, and I got him into yoga, and so he supplements his workout. You know, he doesn't just become a yogi. He doesn't go to classes, you know, every day, but he does about 10 to 15 minutes every day, and that's his stretch, because nobody stretches properly. And he was like this bulky kind of, you know, he's a little bit shorter, and everything got elongated. He looks leaner, more defined, and it really, like, he's like, I love it. Like, he goes, I would not drop the yoga now. So yeah, it's been cool. It's been cool because yoga, you know, and look, lots of athletes do it now. You know, it's really, the benefits are amazing.
Oh, absolutely. And the thing people should realize too, I mean, a lot of people like to go, no, you know what? I'm going to eat what I want, do what I want, wait until January, because that's really the tradition. A lot of people don't realize September is actually a tradition when time when people decide, you know what, summer's over. I want to get myself in shape for next summer or whatever.
Or people just went a little off, off the wagon in the summer. We see it at the studio. That's our busiest time. All of a sudden, it's just like, you know, summer's kind of people are there, but the regulars are there. September, everyone's like, I'm back on track and they've got no programs and it's great. So, I mean, now is the time. Let's do it, you know?
Love it. And of course, because we are talking the Christmas season coming up, in case those people decide they want to wait till January, perfect stocking stuffer.
Perfect stocking stuffer. But also, why don't you start now so that you can have that gigantic Christmas dinner and it won't even infect you?
That's true.
I always say that. I'm like, go in the, you know, get good for like Christmas and then just go off for Christmas and have, enjoy Christmas, eat crazy food, and you won't be that affected because you'll be in great shape.
Okay, now look at this. Okay, so you're a Hall of Famer. You visit the WWE family from time to time. You are a businesswoman. You've got two facilities hanging around in the Toronto area.
Correct.
You are a mom.
Yeah.
You take care of your family. When do you have time to do another movie?
I just squeezed one in there. That's what happened.
Why did you squeeze that in there?
I mean, I honestly, it was like, I mean, I tell you what happened. I kind of came out of my baby bubble. Max is going to be one in a couple weeks. He's almost one already, right? So I was, I've been out of the baby bubble for a while, I would say. But I was like, Adam Copeland has an agent and he had recommended someone to me.
Oh, and we should explain.
Yes.
Adam Copeland is?
Edge. And he's doing a movie now, or a TV show called Haven, right?
That's right.
Right. So he's a regular on that. He said, you should meet with my agent. I met with his agent and I thought, I've never had an agent my whole career, right? So I met with him and he thought, he goes, there's a lot of opportunities here in Toronto. And I thought, if the universe feels this is what I should do right now, this will happen. Literally 2 weeks later, I get this call. There's an action movie being filmed in Toronto with Danny Glover and Dominic Purcell. And they wanted to meet with me. And I met with them, and they were huge wrestling fans, which was awesome. And I think they were kind of thinking it would be a cool thing that I could do my own action scenes, do my own stunts. And I filmed the movie. It was a 17 to 20 day shoot that I only was required to be there. So it was great shooting in Toronto. And it was great. I loved it. And it was an awesome experience. I got to work side by side with Dominic Purcell, and he is an amazing guy who's sort of like my mentor on the film. My second film. So watching him work, and he gave me some great invaluable tips, and I learned a lot just during this one filming. And it was great. Like, I got to do my action that I do, and I love meeting with the fight coordinator, and then we kind of get together, and it's like, this is my bag of tricks, and he goes, this is my bag of tricks, and then together we create, we kind of come up with new ways to approach we designed a fight scene, so to speak. And it was really fun to do that, and we created this really awesome scenes. And doing my own scenes was neat, because I literally, when I finished my scene, everyone's like, oh my God, are you okay? Because that looked like it hurt. I'm like, I know, that's what I do.
So what is the movie about?
The movie is called Gridlocked, and it's about, so we're a team, we're a SWAT team. Dominic Purcell is the leader of this team. I'm the only female on this team and in the movie actually at all. And the bad guys, which consist of Vinnie Jones and Stephen Lang, they come to take over the facility that we're in because there's some valuables there, and some gun show action and craziness ensues at that point.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
So you got to shoot the guns and everything.
I got to shoot guns and everything.
But like you said, though, this isn't the first time, because I still have the DVD that you did in your first movie.
Yeah, no, Bounty Hunters was my first film, and that was a great way to introduce me to the world of film. And I definitely, after I did that film, I was like, I like this. I enjoyed it. I love producing moments, and so that's what it is. I mean, wrestling was about that. It was about going out there and you're like, this is the moment you produce your moment and you're responsible for that moment. So movie was the same thing. This is your scene and you're responsible for producing the scene, and you get into a character and you do the work, and it's really cool to watch it unfold. So I had a great time, and looking forward to more perhaps.
So is the movie theater, TV, DVD, which one?
All that.
Fantastic.
Yeah, it'll be out next year, 2015.
Fantastic. And any chance you're going to be, I know you kind of mentioned it, will you be back in the WWE for anything? Are they mentioning anything coming
up? We always have an ongoing conversation, and I tell them that the door is never closed. We know this.
Yes.
But like I said, I always kind of look at the landscape, and if there's something interesting for me to be a part of, then it's like, okay, this is when it piques my interest. I mean, you mentioned the title. I've not been a Divas champion before. Yes, that could be an interesting thing to pursue.
Yes, because we have to make that clear. There is the
Women's Championship, and then the Divas Championship.
Divas Championship, because your championship is more of the lineage of Moolah and those wrestlers.
Yes, exactly.
This is more now of the Today Stars.
Yeah. So it's, that could be interesting. I mean, I got to be honest, watching Stephanie McMahon on television again, that piqued my interest. that was interesting. Somebody does need to put her in her place.
Yeah, you know? I would say somebody
I know someone who has done it before.
Yes, they have. So I would love to see that maybe in WrestleMania if they decide to have it in Toronto. Would you like to see that in Toronto?
That'd be awesome. Yeah.
We need it back.
We do. We deserve it.
Yeah. Oh.
We deserve it. It's been a while.
It's been a long while. But look, at least folks know that they can come visit you.
Yep.
They can pick up your DVD.
Correct.
They can see you on the big screen.
Yep.
They can see you, of course, on the small screen.
Yep.
And they can go on the WWE Network to see everything that you've done with the WWE.
Yeah.
So there are a lot
There's
of
a lot
ways
of ways to,
see.
To get stratisfaction.
Big time. And of course, if they want to follow you on Twitter or, you know, go on websites, where do they go?
TrishStratus.com and TrishStratus.com. You can follow me and all my fun antics. A lot of Max in there. You'll learn a lot about Max on there.
Fantastic. Great talking to you.
You too.